Hi, this is Bart. We haven't done this in so long that there's all kinds of days backed up on the Bart phone. So, new feature, short and sweet. I had to edit some of the calls, and we can't play every call. And my comments will be short, but let's get into that.
Hey, Bart, I'm the anti-war Marine. I will say that being anti-war does definitely not translate into being anti-military. I don't understand how people can say that. And I will say that there is a larger anti-Iraq war, because I'm all for the war on Osama bin Laden, except everyone seems to have forgotten that. But there is a larger anti-Iraq war sentiment, at least among the Marines, than a lot of sources would lead you to believe. I mean, when the chimp goes in front of an audience at Camp Lejeune or Cherry Point, obviously they're going to clap because they don't want to be secured for a weekend or have crap come down from their colonel or CO, whoever. They can't be court-martialed, but I'll tell you what, cleaning latrines isn't too fun. That shit can still happen. So anytime he goes in front of an audience like that, it's just like a total, it's total propaganda, realistically. It'd be like a white supremacist going in front of his audience and then broadcasting that out. See, everybody likes me. So anyway, I'm out. I hope that made somewhat sense, because I'm on the way home from a long-ass day of work, putting up with bullshit, reading the internet. But I did go through some of your back issues and enjoyed the hell out of it. Keep up the good work.
The anti-war Marine is right. If sacrifices need to be made to bring in bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, then sacrifices will need to be made. But losing men for Smirky to get some oil fields is stupid, wrong, immoral, illegal. But we're going to have to put up with it until the Democrats grow some cojones.
Yo, Bart. This is Beth in Fort Worth, a subscriber. Yesterday, I was watching Meet the Press, and Wolfowitz was on there. And he was talking about the government in post-war Iraq and the possibilities of exiles being part of that government. Then he says, well, northern Iraq has not been under Saddam's control for a long time. You know, they've been spoon-feeding us that there are Al-Qaeda camps in northern Iraq, so therefore there is a connection. And then this idiot gets on and contradicts the whole party line that they've been pushing at us. I think what I'm trying to say is they've told us so many lies that they can't keep things straight. Anyway, I'm really glad that we have you, and I just hope to hell we can get out of this mess that we're in. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Bart, this is Jeff from Seattle. I can't believe anybody didn't bring this up to you before, but in the Parade magazine, it's in everybody's Sunday newspaper, you know, on the inside front cover, they have the personality parade, which is a bunch of bullshit questions about, you know, what stars want to plug, whatever sort of thing. Get this. Here's a good one. Question. I've noticed over the years that lots of singers, from Ethel Merman to Celine Dion, have large mouths. Does it help their singing? Answer. Yes. While vocal cords play, pitch and breath support play the most important roles in voice production, a large mouth provides a good resonance chamber. In our opinion, there's one singer whose big mouth doesn't help, Barbara Streisand, 60, who can't stop using her website to tell fans how to think politically. Holy shit! What the fuck is that all about? What about Rush Limbaugh's website, who can't tell people how to stop thinking politically? I'm pissed off. Anyway, swing that hammer, Bart. Bye.
Hello, Bart Cop. This is Uberfem. Anyway, as you can tell, I am English, and I'm not the girl or the woman that left the messages before. But everyone thought it was me, so I thought I would at least call and say hello. If I were going to do a promo of my own, I'd say, as a professional dominatrix, I heartily recommend Bart Cop Radio. As an expert in spanking, I know no one is better than Bart Cop at giving monkeys the red ass. Good luck, love.